Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Of a dream, you are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly, you stepped out of a cloud, and I wanna take you away from the crowd.
Thank you. afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this very special April Fool's edition of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2, presented by two good old fools, myself, John Yule, for the first hour of the show, and Michael Coates will be along at the halfway point. Thanks for joining us. I hope you like the music, and you certainly will have liked that first track by the best young vocalist in the world, Samara Joy. Still her latest CD, Portrait. In fact, I understand that Verve are about to release a single from the album. She's appearing here with the lineup which has been with her on tour for this year and the end of last year. Jason Charras on flugelhorn and trumpet, David Mason on reeds, Kendrick McAllister on tenor, Donovan Austin on trombone, Connor Rara on piano, Felix Mosholm on bass, Evan Sherman on drums. And I think I did very well to read that out as the lights failed here for a short while, but they're back with us now. The record was recorded at the Van Gelder Englewood Studios late last year, and the composers of the song we heard were Herb Brown and Gus Kahn. It was written originally for the 1941 musical Siegfried Girl, and of course it was the standard You Stepped Out of a Dream. In a while, the last look in depth from me at this year's Jazz Cruise, but before a return to two brand new releases which I first featured a fortnight ago. Firstly, guitarist Peter Bernstein. His album Better Angels, recorded at Studio A at the Power Station in New York City, exactly a year ago today, recorded on the 1st of April 2024. With Peter, we find Brad Mildow on piano, Vincent Archer on bass, and Al Foster on drums. Again, this is one of the four songs on the album not composed by Peter Bernstein himself. This, in fact, was composed by Joe Fred Coates and Haven Gillespie in 1938, and it's become a real regular feature on the standard albums over the years. I think for one of the reasons is that it's from a couple of composers we don't hear quite so much of. You Go to My Head, then, played for us now by Peter Bernstein. Thank you. You go to my head from Peter Bernstein. I don't think I mentioned the name of the station when I did the introduction this week, so that's me and the bad books. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is John Yule with Swing Time and the best couple of hours music on British radio. Moving on, John Fedchuk's new release we now return to. It's called Justifiably JJ, and it's a centenary tribute to fellow trombonist JJ Johnson, recorded in JJ Johnson's hometown of Indianapolis. John Fedchuk on trombone, Steve Alley on piano, Jeremy Allen on bass, and Sean Dobbins on drums. Of course, this is a composition by JJ Johnson, played by John Fedchuk, and it's called 1085. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
John Fedchuk. Righty-ho, let's do the gig guide next, shall we? Because this won't take me very long at all this week. Starting tomorrow night at the Lescar, Wednesday the 2nd of April, and an outfit called The Flame, which is referring to a quote that playing with John Coltrane was akin to stepping into the flames every night. The trio concerned, Robert Mitchell on piano, Ollie Bryce on bass, and Johnny Hunter on drums, and clearly there's going to be a strong John Coltrane influence to their programme tomorrow evening. I assume there will be a gig at Cabanas tomorrow night, but I'm afraid no details are available at the time of broadcasting. And one more gig to tell you about, and that is on Sunday the 6th. Nicola Farnan Trio appearing at the Library venue on Leeds Road in Sheffield. There are two shows, 10 a.m. and 12:15. I understand the 12:15 show is already sold out, and that there's very little in the way of vacancies for the 10 a.m. show, but booking clearly advised there. I would advise you to try and get one of the remaining vacancies for that 10 a.m. show by telephoning the venue, the Library venue as it's called, to see if in fact you can get in if you so wish. On now to the Jazz Cruise. And the great thing about the Jazz Cruise is that you meet so many people, particularly over dinner, but also at other times of the day. And I found myself with no less than 8 people, including myself, who all worked for radio stations one evening. And the talk was, I work for CBS News in Boston, or I work for ABC News in Boston. I'm a producer for the PBS station in Michigan. I'm a presenter and producer for the PBS station in California. And so I stayed myself until end and said, I probably don't get paid anything at all for the show I do, and I work for the smallest station amongst all of us, but I've got the best job. I present a jazz program. And I think they were all rather envious, at least of the material I was presenting anyway. Bob Zane from the Illinois area, a pianist and arranger, with his Operation Jazz Spectrum, is one of the other people I met on the cruise. And Jazz Spectrum comprises of a 4-piece harmony vocal group and a 5-strong band. Bob Zane says he can supply an 8-strong band when required, but for reasons of economy, he doesn't get quite so much demand for the larger lineup. The album he very kindly passed on to me is called The Song Is You. It was recorded in March 2001 at the Woodland Audio Spring Grove Studio in Illinois. The band comprises of Bob Zane on piano, and he's also the arranger, Tom Sivers on bass, John Eifert on drums, Craig Burgess on saxophones, and Bob Vail on vibraphone and guitar. And the vocalists are Peggy Conniff on soprano, Stacey Mayer on auto, is the alto player, singer rather, and Dan Mayer is the tenor, Dale Tubau is the baritone. Bob tells me that through his contracts, the vocalists have benefited from tuition from the likes of members of groups such as the Four Freshmen, New York Voices, and Manhattan Transfer over the years. And this is rather evident on Bob's rather demanding arrangement that we're about to hear. This is Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life, sung and played for us now by Jazz Spectrum.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around you. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning, 'cause I've loved you for a million years. If I thought our love was ending, well, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears.
Don't you make me cry, don't you say goodbye to me.
You are the sunshine of my life, that's why I'll always be around you.
By your side,
you are the apple of my eye.
How many people I ramble about, you'll see.
Forever you'll stay in my heart.
You are the sunshine of my life, that's what I'm always gonna be around you. Yeah, I know it's true. You're the shiny apple of my heart. Forever you'll be living in my heart.
A way to escape the nukes of love and turtles laughing with you. And life's breezy over easy when your love is so true. Before you came to one to play, I was alone and so blue. Oh, I'm so proud with a guy like you. I can't defend with peace of mellow and he was on the charm, but it's a long, but it's a song, but it's tickling to see. Obviously, he's the one for me.
You are my sunshine. You make my life shine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Oh yeah,
you know it. Come on and show it.
Truly, I was hooked on you. Dig it, let me tell you, swinging on the top of our singing songs, the melody of the music, I'm so busy in a tizzy over all the love I have for you, and I know that if you love me, I've got the record.
Thank you, baby, digging you with all your charts. Oh, I say that when I'm with them, life can be. I want to be here in your arms. Like my style, it's a little bit like the bird.
Like the bird.
Yeah, Charlie Blue, the blues away.
No longer blues here for you.
You are the sun, moon, and the stars. You know I couldn't get much higher if I tried, 'cause there's none to swing in here anywhere to compare to you.
You are true.
Wild, pop, or swing, or any big turns again, as long as you never stand a stone. Moving from the end to the corner, life is part of me.
I was lonely because you came to my rescue. And I know this must be hard. How can there be so much love inside of you?
Don't you make me cry. Don't you say goodbye to me.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around you.
By your side.
You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart.
Sing it again one more time.
Forever you'll stay in my heart.
Do it again, Basie's line.
Forever you'll stay in my heart.
You are the sunshine of my life.
I said it was a difficult arrangement. A touch of the Hendrix, Lambert and Ross, I thought about, jazz spectrum there, and you are the sunshine of my life. It's amazing how you can come across people on the jazz cruise. I got a tap on the shoulder one day walking to a gig, and the guy says to me, I overheard you, you're from Sheffield. He says, I've got some contacts over there, I'm from Minnesota, but I do some of the arrangements for the Grimethorpe Brass Band, which quite took my breath away. And I also had a chat with Clint Holmes, who is the vocalist who over here is probably best known for appearing with Jay MacDonald on the very first series that Jay MacDonald was on, when she was singing with Clint Holmes rather a lot on the initial cruise programme that she was featured on. And I was able to bring Clint up to date on Jane's recent activities. He didn't seem to be aware that she'd made such a good name for herself as a presenter of travel programmes. And, of course, I mentioned that she was in the London Palladium Pantomime this Christmas. He says, I'm glad you've told me that, and I must give her a ring. I've been meaning to. Clint's MD, Christian Tambor, is about to play now, playing the vibes for us, with Takana Miyamoto on the piano and Keita Ogawa on bass. This is an album which the three of them made called People Talk, recorded at the WFIT studios at the Florida Institute of Technology. It was actually released in 2015. The number we're going to hear was written by Leslie Brickers and Antonin Yuli for the film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and as you may have guessed by now, it's going to be Pure Imagination.
Thank you.
Right, on now to singer Kurt Elling, present as ever on the cruise, and this year concentrating on his latest project, putting lyrics to the music of 70s fusion band Weather Report. Kurt has been touring the US with this programme, supported by the Yellow Jackets, who are at number one this week on the American charts for the second week in a row, by the way. And this package is also booked in for the London Jazz Festival later this year. Here is Kurt with trumpeter James Morrison, another cruise regular, appearing again this year with John Clayton's Big Band. The album I'm going to play for you was actually recorded in Birdland, New York, in January 2019, and is a composition from the band leader Buddy Johnson, a composition from 1955. Kurt Elling and James Morrison then, with Save Your Love For Me.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. But no one else in this world will do, so save your love for me. Run away, if I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I stay hoping you'll save your love for me. I can feel it. Even when you're not near, can't conceal it. I'm so in love with you. Here. And though I know no good can come from loving you, I can't do a thing. I'm so in love with you. So baby, help me please. Have mercy on a fool like me. There's no one else in this world for me. So baby, save your love for me.
Kurt Elling and James Cameron live in Birdland. I met my old friend Rob Foden, who I know only meet on the Jazz Cruise this year. Rob, if the name rings a bell, by the way, Rob is Ben Foden's uncle. And he tells me that, sadly, his show in Toronto, Experiences in Jazz, which he's been presenting now for 23 years, is no longer. Apparently the station decided they no longer had time for its programme sometime last year. But he has now brought out a book, a great thick book, which... It's as thick as a Bible and about the size of a magazine. And he showed me the first ever copy of it, actually. And I think if you want to pursue this, any jazz fans wanting to learn quite a lot about jazz over the last 40 or 50 years could do a lot worse than try and get their hands on the copy of it. I understand it is available by Amazon, although I haven't checked with Amazon UK as yet. But it tells the stories of Rob and the countless people and very big names from jazz he's met over the years, the ones he's had on the show and the ones he's met more privately, the ones he's seen in concert. And I can certainly recommend Rob Foden's book if you're able to get a copy. Pianist Emmett Cohen was out and about playing with everyone, as usual. And don't forget to check out Emmett's Place on YouTube or on Facebook. It's on all the usual streaming platforms. This is an outstanding online concert every week that he presents from his own New York appointment, often featuring various well-known guest players, as well as his regular trio, who, as usual, were the musicians on the cruise, meaning that the Emmett Cohen trio was, and is, as we're about to hear, Emmett Cohen on piano, Russell Hall on bass, and Kyle Poole on drums. We're going to hear a composition from Bert Stevens entitled Symphonic Rap, as usual, Emmett demonstrating his great appreciation of jazz history and his own great range. And this is from the album Future Stride, recorded at Sears Sounds in New York City in January 2020. Here's the Emmett Cohen Trio. Thank you. Wonderful playing of Emmett Cohen. Benny Bedeck III, singer and trumpeter, was with us again, and Benny recorded his own tune, London Town, on last year's outstanding album, possibly the best album from last year, Ulysses Owens Jr.'s Generation Z. A new beat, and sorry, Generation Y, a new beat. When mentioning this tune to Benny, he said that since he recorded it and it was released last year, it's become his most requested number, but as he has to play the number on Flutel, he often has to turn down such requests. He explained to me that he can't carry both his trumpet and his Flutel on and off planes because the Flugel comes in such a big and bulky case. In fact, he told me he had to borrow a Flugel to play for a gig in Los Angeles late on last year. Now, I've played this track twice already on the programme, and I make no apologies for doing so again. Recorded at the Vengelder Studios at New Jersey, Englewood, New Jersey, on the 13th of March 2023, we have solos from Benny Bedeck III, as usual, an outstanding solo from the young alto player Sarah Hanahan, on piano Luther Allison, on bass Philip Norris, and on drums Ulysses Owens Jr. Benny Bedeck III's tune, London Town. fabulous. Benny Benek's London Town. Right, Mike Mattelkotz is ready to take over from me at the top of the hour, and I've just got one track to play us out with. So thank you from me, John Yule, for being with us for the last hour. And we're finishing off for this first hour with the Canadian trumpeter and vocalist Brer Skomberg, who toured with Benny Benek the Third on a long tour at the start of last year, the first two or three months of last year. This is Brer's album Briar with a Twist, recorded in both New York and Orlando, Florida. And with Brer here are Evan Amson on clarinet, Sullivan Fortner on piano, who was another cruise regular, Scott Colley on bass, Matt Wilson on drums, and Bishan Johnson on percussion. This is a track called Hi-Hat, Trumpet and Rhythm, which was composed by Valeda Snow, who was born in Chattanooga, 1904. She was a dancer, singer, and multi-instrumentalist, but predominantly a trumpeter, who died in New York in 1956. So, cheerio from me, John Yule, and here to play us out for this first hour is Brer Skomberg.